We're getting into the heart of our training session now. We're actually going to train you on teaching and lesson, and we've chosen salvation by grace to help you learn and understand the principles of teaching a lesson. And so after you've gone into an individual's home and you've played the video, you've passed out the outline, after that's over, this is how you begin, something similar like this. Now, before I get into this, do you have your pad? Are you taking notes? Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you at the end of this short session to teach back what I'm teaching you right now, to teach it back to a trainer. Now, if you don't have a trainer there with you, if you're just watching this with some friends or something like this, then you turn in groups of two and teach this material back. So I want you to take thorough notes, because you're going to take the material that I'm going to give you now and you're going to teach it back. And through doing this process of role-playing here in segments, we're going to put this entire lesson together. Then you're going to practice it with your husband, your wife, your children, with friends. And after you get where you can teach it very well, then you're going to use that to reach the lost. You're going to use it to, in a Bible study situation or whatever you've chosen to use it for in your discipleship. So let's just say that the video has already been played, Salvation by Grace. The outline has already been produced. You turn your video off now and you begin your lesson in this way. John, would you turn to Romans chapter 5 and verse 17 and read that out loud, please? Okay. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Now, John, I'd like to ask you a question. According to this verse, what kind of righteousness does God offer you, John, and me, and Rocky sitting here, and Jim? What kind of righteousness does God offer us? According to that verse, now I'm not trying to trick you, the answer is right in the verse. Usually, John or Sally or whoever will say something like this. Well, by grace. That's right. It is by grace. And we understand that grace is a favor, unmerited favor of God towards us. That's a good answer. That's not exactly what I'm looking for. What else would you say? What kind of righteousness is God offering you and me according to this verse? Well, it's by Jesus. That's right. It is by Jesus. But I'm going to tell you what, John. I'm trying to get a particular point across. In order to get that point across, I'm going to ask you to read this verse again out loud. And when you get to the point that I'm trying to emphasize, I'll stop you, John. Okay? Okay. For by one man's offense, death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the... Stop, John. And the what? And the gift. That's right. The gift of what? What's the next couple of words say there, John? The gift of righteousness. The gift of righteousness. That's right, John. God offers you and me and whosoever will, because of the shed blood of Jesus, righteousness, right standing, acquittal, forgiveness, just as if you'd never sinned, a right standing with God as a gift. It's a gift of righteousness. Now, John, I'd like to ask you a question. What does the word gift imply? Well, a gift is free, I guess, and it's somebody might buy me something. Maybe I don't even deserve it. That's right, John. It's a gift. Righteousness, right standing with God is a gift. It's a gift of righteousness. John, if Christmas I told my children I'm going to buy them bicycles, and I bought them bicycles, and then I said, now in January you'll start making payments, is that a gift? Oh, no, that's not a gift. You're making them pay for those bicycles. That's right, John. If it's a gift, now it might cost something, mightn't it? Anytime somebody gives you a gift, it costs something. It costs God everything. It costs God his very own son, John. But when he gave his son on the cross for your sins, he offers and can give you righteousness now, right standing with him as a gift. And if you don't receive it as a gift, John, if you have to work for it, it won't be a gift. John, I was actually teaching this lesson to a girl. Her name was Becky. And actually, there's two girls there and a guy. And when we first met Becky, we met her on a door-to-door evangelism discipleship outreach. And we found out that she had needs, and we bought her some groceries. And we brought them over. And we said, we brought you some groceries. Actually, Rocky paid for these groceries. Rocky brought you some groceries tonight. It's free as a gift tonight. Because when we met you last week, you said you were, you know, you had need of food and everything. But Becky, tonight, when we leave tonight after our lesson, we're going to ask you to give us $23.50. What do you think about our free gift? Becky said, well, it wouldn't be a gift if you asked me to pay for it. That's exactly right, Becky. If it's a gift, it's offered free. It does cost the individual that gave the gift something. And it costs God the death of His own Son to offer you as a gift, right standing with God. Now I'm going to ask you at this time to turn off your video here in just a moment. And I want you to take the outline, the teacher's guide outline. When you get familiar with the teacher's guide outline, you can just teach us off the outline. To help you today in the study, this is what I'm wanting you to do. I'm wanting you to get the additional teaching information on Salvation by Grace by Don Crow. It's the additional pages that we've supplied for you in lesson number 2 on Salvation by Grace. So the additional teaching information on Salvation by Grace, and I want you to go through this first part that I've gone through, and I want you to read through it several times with the illustrations. I want you to read through it several times with the illustrations, thinking of what I've said along with the notes that you've taken just now. And when you get ready in a few moments after studying this, I want you to give this portion of the lesson to your trainer. And the trainer will help you, let you know if you're doing great or whatever, or give you some suggestions. Or if you don't have a trainer with you today, well, then give it to the person next to you there. But take the additional teaching information on Salvation by Grace by Don Crow. Study that for a few minutes, and then teach back just the first part of this lesson on Romans 5:17.